WIBD AM 1470. It is 7:45, and as we usually do at this time on Wednesday, we are having a community conversation with our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Great morning.
Yeah, it's you know, we're still in the mid 60s this time of year. I think we're okay.
Good. Works for me.
So, how's your Halloween costume coming?
Well, you know, I have a couple of options.
Okay.
I just have to pick one for this year, which is always, that's always the point where I struggle. Like, okay, what do we got? How about you? How's yours?
I'm disappointed because I ordered a jacket that I thought was going to be plenty big. It was the biggest size they had, and it's not.
Oh, no.
So, and I ordered it from, I bought it on eBay, right? And it was like $15, and I could return it, but it was going to cost me $9 to ship it back.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, well, I think I'll just hang on to it, and it may end up going to someone else who has a need for a long purple top coat.
You know. You'll find someone.
Yeah, you know, you never know, right? So now I need to find, I'm still looking for a long purple top coat. So,
all right. I'll keep my eye out.
Just in case you come across one somewhere. Because that might give you a hint of what character I'm looking for this.
I have some thoughts.
So, but anyway, of course, before we get to Halloween, we have to have a book sale.
Absolutely, we do.
So that's coming up tomorrow, right?
It sure is. It's the third annual fall book sale at the library. It is just right around the corner. It'll be going on tomorrow from 10 to 6, Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturday from 9 to 12:30. So we'll have some adult fiction and nonfiction materials, and proceeds benefit the adult library collection and adult programming. We are accepting donations of gently used adult fiction and nonfiction books for the sale until today. So Wednesday is the last day to drop off your donations for this year's book sale. You can drop those off at the circulation desk. You can get in touch with Sarah at the library if you have any questions. It's a great deal, and I do a lot of my holiday shopping at the fall book sale because hardcover books are $1, audiobooks are $1, paperback books are 50 cents. You can really get a lot of books for, you know, $5.
For a lot of money, yeah. Yeah, and this is fiction and nonfiction on this particular book sale.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Some people have asked if we'll have children's books. It's really mostly grown-up books.
Okay. Because you do the other book, you do other book sales that feature other things like the cookbook sale, and then the other one that's got other books and stuff. So.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a couple throughout the year, so stay tuned. But this one's kind of the last one before the big holiday purchasing season.
All right. Sounds good. Big event coming up on Saturday also, actually.
A really awesome event on Saturday. The Monarch Library System, which is we're a member of. It's the reason you can get books and movies and video games and music and everything from 30 different libraries in Wisconsin. That's the Monarch Library System. And they all pitch in together to sponsor Family Frontier Day at the Pioneer Village in Stockville. So from 9 to 2 on Saturday, you can bring your family to experience some living history. It's a free event. It happens rain or shine. We'll have craft demonstrators, hands-on activities, pioneer games, crafts, and more. There's all kinds of really cool stuff available at Pioneer Village. So definitely check that out on Saturday. You do meet at Pioneer Village. Some people have come to the library in years past, and we don't have a shuttle or anything.
Gotta
get yourself out there. But it's super cool when you do get there.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then you got a program from NAMI coming up on Monday evening.
We absolutely do. So NAMI does a really cool program called Ending the Silence for Families. So if you've ever started to worry about your kid's mental health, you have a, maybe a teen or a preteen, and you're wondering what you should be on the lookout for in your kids or their friends, or maybe you work with teens or preteens and you want to know some warning signs and what to do, that kind of thing. We have a one-hour presentation for you at 6:30 on Monday. We'll have warning signs, facts and statistics, how to talk with your child, and how to work with school staff. So if you do identify, you know, gee, my kid does have a mental health condition, what do you do after that? So we've got all kinds of great information for you, brought to you by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Washington County. They are fabulous. They do really great work.
All right. Sounds good. And then, boy, next week is it's the start of October already.
It really is. It's that close.
And October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Dun, 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 right?
Exactly. So we've got several programs throughout the month for various cybersecurity issues you may be worried about. We kick it off right on October 1st at 1 p.m. with an information security program for seniors called The Internet Can Be Safe. So if you're getting a little bit older and you don't really trust that internet thing, if you're afraid to shop online or use social media, you really don't have to be. So we've got a great presenter. His name is Rob, and he's got this program going on. It's designed to discuss safe internet practices and encourage reluctant seniors to take advantage of all the cool things you can do online. It helps you understand what you should share, what you shouldn't, and then that helps you safely navigate the vast world of entertainment, online shopping, and social connections. So Tuesday at 1 o'clock, seniors, information safety.
Sounds good. And then, of course, continuing in that same vein, identity theft?
Yes. Rob, you can tell, kind of, you can get an idea of what sort of person Rob is. He's a really fun presenter because he named this program Identity Theft.
Yeah.
So he's got a program on protecting online information for adults, and that's at 6:30 on Tuesday. So if you've experienced identity theft either firsthand or through someone close to you, you're probably a little nervous about it. I think we all are a little nervous about identity theft. But it is a high risk, and there are activities we can do to put us in a better position to manage your financial identity safely and securely. So Rob will go through some online resources, how to request free credit reports and financial account management tools. So I will probably be there.
Oh, there you go.
Tuesday at 6:30. I think all millennials can use as much help as we can get there.
You know, and it's really good information, not just for millennials, but for everybody, because people do, you know, strange things online, and they're, you know, they sit at a public place and, you know, do all their bill paying and all that stuff. That's not necessarily a good thing to do.
Right. Not, so I'm sure Rob will include how to do those things at the library and cover your tracks.
Ah, see, there you go. That's the important part, the covering your tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in a completely different vein, you've got a program on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I just wanted to put this on everyone's radar before next week because I think it's really cool. October 2nd at 7 o'clock, we've got the history of blacksmiths in Washington County. So I didn't realize that southeastern Wisconsin has a rich history of blacksmithing and that Washington County is no exception. So we'll have photos, stories, and historical information, as well as a local blacksmith, Sam Latoury. He's at Storm Cloak Forge, LLC. I've checked out some of these pictures, and they are really, really fascinating. He explores this rich blacksmithing heritage from the first settler smith to arrive in Washington County and make the area their home, to the award-winning smiths who still do today. So I just think that sounds so interesting, and I'm really glad that we're going to have that very fascinating educational program at the library next week. So mark your calendar.
Bring your own anvil.
Right. Anvil's not provided.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but it does sound interesting. I mean, I guess we really don't think about it very much, but pretty much, I mean, every little community really kind of needed a blacksmith when way back in those days, and I suppose now most of what they make is is decorative or not? Or do you think there's still a lot that's actually used in...
I think there's some practical stuff, too, but I'm going to have to find out more next week, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like... it sounds very interesting. So... Well, if people want to stop by and browse things at the West Bend Public Library, hours are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1, the library is open. For more information, you can always visit us at 630 Poplar Street. You can call the library at 262-335-5151. Our Facebook page is West Bend Community Memorial Library. We're West Bend Library on Instagram. Or you can actually just visit our website, which we work very hard on, at westbendlibrary.org. And of course, I just started yesterday writing the script for the next episode of Pager, the library podcast, which comes out once a month on the 15th. So stay tuned for that. And you can actually, on our website, check out the episodes thus far. There's always some good info on the podcast.
All right. That sounds good. So
I think so.
Yeah. So did you get a chance? Do you get a chance to, like, preview the books that are on the book sale? Do you get a chance to go through and look and go, ooh, whoop, I got to get here early to get that one,
not
right?
Not officially, but they are just, they're in the basement. So I can just go browse whenever I want to.
Ah, see? See there? One of the perks of being the of being a librarian, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So, all right, and hours for the book sale once again.
Hours for the book sale. Tomorrow we're going from 10 to 6, Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturday from 9 to 12:30. So she's built in a little time to get set up tomorrow, it looks like, and then some time on Saturday to clean up. So,
all right. Sounds good. All right. Hey, I will see you tomorrow because I'm going to come down and browse the book sale.
You know, I appreciate that. We'll see you then. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library with our regular weekly community conversation.